Corliss. Tacoma Park, Maryland, May 27, 1905. Elder Corliss. Dear brother, I am afraid that I did not speak as I should regarding your coming in as president of the California Conference. The reason why you have not been placed in such a position before is because I have urged upon our brethren the presentation given me, that it was not a wise thing to place you in such a position, that you would take too many burdens on yourself and your brain would be overtaxed. You would be under a great strain, carrying many burdens that others could more safely carry. You must be taxed less, in the light given me again and again. When you are perplexed and your brain is wearied, you speak words that hurt your influence. I would advise you not to accept the position of president of the conference, even though you are asked to do so, because a great many burdens that others should bear would be laid upon you. When I think of the pressure that you would be placed under in such a position of responsibility, I fear that you would not be able to endure the strain. The case has forced itself upon me, and I present to you the instruction given me. You can accomplish much more as a teacher of truth, a Bible expositor, than you could if standing in the position of president of a conference. Give yourself time to rest, that your wearied faculties may be restored. In presenting truth to the people, you are a success if you give yourself time to rest and are not forced to decide perplexing questions. You are very sensitive to blame or censure, and I advise you not to take position in which you would be surrounded by numerous sources of disquietude. Your spiritual efficiency as a minister of the flock of God, an expositor of the Word, will be greatly needed. I know your ability to present the truth, and I desire that you shall not be loaded down by responsibilities that would unfit you for the important work that must be done. I speak to you thus early, so that you will not think that you must heed the suggestion I made you. In the past, I have warned you against taking responsibilities that press one down as a cart beneath sheaves. Above everything else, you need to be situated where you will have peace of mind, working when you choose, and not burdening yourself with perplexities that would endanger your health. Keep your mind where it will not be harassed. I cannot favor your being nominated as president of the California Conference. If you will follow the directions given, your life will be preserved, and you will be enabled to do a large amount of good. I am bidden to say to you, watch unto prayer.